Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Luplau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seaburn. The throw from Romano and he is out, Brown applying the tag. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplau. Lau reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is hit by the pitch. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Causey tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lau hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Charles moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco is walked intentionally. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Peña covering, for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive towards first. Seaborn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cimolai hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Causey reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to third. Bob Allen now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña bunts towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Bob Allen. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Peña covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Causey strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Lump moves to third. Lau moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Gary Bell. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a line drive towards third. Alvis catches it and throws to first to double up Causey. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Peña covering, for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.